Okay, it's time to start the Taizen compliance overview. This presentation will be presented by Bob from Intel and Vincent from Samsung. Please welcome speakers.
Thanks. I'm Bob Spencer. I work in Intel's Open Source Technology Center, and we'll be talking about compliance today.
My name is Vincent Kwan. I'm principal engineer at Samsung. Nice to meet you.
So we agreed that I would do the easy presentation parts, and when you have hard questions, Vincent will take care of all of those. So we're glad that he came today. Probably everybody has heard of compliance. There's lots of different mobile systems out there. There's lots of different compliance programs. So I'll go quickly over the general goals, and then we can get down to the meat of what compliance is and what we're doing in Taizen with compliance, why it's important for Taizen, why it's important to you, both as if you're someone that's looking to develop a platform or if you're an application developer. Compliance will play an important role, and you'll need to understand it. We just recently, a few hours ago, put the 2.1 compliance specification on the website. So if you go out to the website, I'll show a link in a minute, but you can find it on the website. You can look through the actual specification feel free to ask detailed questions about features or things that you find or don't find in the specification. We've been working on the compliance spec for many months now. It's a game of putting your best guess, then discussing it with lots of people and partners and getting their feedback and then going back with another iteration. It takes quite a bit of time. We're excited about the state that it's in. We think that it's well-formed and has a lot of potential to add value to our program. So what are our goals? Compliance goals, we want to define something that people can look to and adhere to that helps to reduce fragmentation. If you don't have some form of guidelines, everybody goes and does something with small variations, perhaps, that cause incompatibilities. It's difficult for application developers to predict where their application is going to run, what is going to be on the system. It's hard when you're not following some standards. Things begin to diverge. So compliance, that's one of the main goals, is to keep us all together. We invite and welcome the discussion about the features, and we want to hear from you about the things you think the platform should have. And then we want everyone to work together on that platform so that we have one consistent synergistic effort going forward with Taizen. Especially when you hear those keynotes today, all of the exciting directions that Taizen could go. Because it's an open platform, because we have such strong industry support from many players, the places that Taizen will end up will probably surprise us, and we've been thinking about it quite a bit. So we want to make sure that we have a good plan from the beginning as it goes out to mobile devices and televisions and in your car and other places. Compliance can help to increase the Taizen strength to the Taizen brand. There's requirements that we'll discuss that are a certain low threshold that we want to make sure that everyone has provided this set of codecs or this screen resolution or these other features, so that you know that if it's on a Taizen system that follows the specification, it has Taizen certification, that it follows a certain level of quality. A lot of people wonder what's on the platform. A lot of things we do with our hands like this, it's going to be great, it's going to be everywhere, we're all going to get rich. But what is it? What is on the platform? Compliance is one of those stakes that you can put in the ground and say, well, these are features that we've defined. This is the threshold for these capabilities that we're requiring on all of the Taizen mobile devices or all the Taizen televisions, so that people understand what the platform has in it. We also invite differentiation outside of the compliance. So you start with the well-known set of things that we define together as a group, and then you can differentiate on top of that. So, but it allows people to know, you know, when they see Tizen, what does that mean? Okay, if we can achieve those things, then it can increase our confidence in the program. It brings more application developers because they know what to expect. They have more success. Their applications can work across more types of devices without as much porting effort. It increases the confidence from OEMs because there are developers, there are applications, and vice versa. So people can come together on one vision of what Tizen can be. Okay, what are the components of compliance? The main description is that it's a set of requirements for the platform. The specification follows the standards for compliance and many other specifications that talk about things that must be there, features that must be satisfied in order to be compliant, as well as recommendations, which we call should or may. So as you're reading through the spec, big capital words, must and should or may, they'll describe things that this expectation for the platform. If it says must, then the platform cannot be compliant unless it has that feature. And as we're working on validating and certification, the process requires 100% of the musts to be satisfied. It requires hardware and software features for the platform. Examples of screen resolution, USB sensors, devices like that. Those are covered in the compliance spec. Again, some are required, and we'll talk about some. We'll talk about those in a little bit of detail, and some are just recommended. And software features. It's important that we have a certain web runtime that is consistent, that applications that have been written to a specific web runtime or note will be guaranteed to be able to work across different devices because they support the same standard in the software. As well as security, there's some minimal user interface requirements. There's two pieces, the spec that we've been working on, and then the tests that validate the spec. And the session right after this one goes into great detail about the many tests. There's thousands of tests that are being written to ensure that the compliance requirements are met, and specifically, most detail around the APIs, making sure that all of the APIs work as expected, that the platforms that are delivered have the capabilities to run the applications as expected. So please stay here after this session, and you can get details on the test framework. We have acronyms that, since we've been doing this for a little bit, we take casually. TCS is our spec. The S is for spec, Tizen compliance specification. TCT is Tizen compliance tests. So if you hear us ramble those things off, that's just because we've been calling it that for a little while. Compliance, well, as we've heard, there's many different directions that Tizen will go. There's a lot of different categories of Tizen devices. And compliance wraps a device category into a profile. So, for example, the profile that we've been working on that we released today is the mobile profile that covers smartphones and tablets. The requirements that are in that specification may not apply to other profiles. There may be things that we expect and require on a mobile device that wouldn't make sense in the vehicle or on your television. So it's grouped into profiles. There is a common or a foundational element to compliance, which is common across all of the profiles. And then each profile will have that specific requirement specific to those types of devices. To be compliant, you need to be, well, the specification is organized so that, you know, the mobile compliance specification has all the requirements. It includes the common elements as well as the profile specific elements. So that one spec includes the common or foundational elements and that profile, and you need to, the test will be organized so that your platform will be tested against a specific profile and needs to pass all the tests for that profile. Okay, so once you have created a platform and you are ready to be certified, this is still a work in progress as we work with the Taizen Association to define the process, and we're early in this stage. Again, the specification, we've just finished the 2.1 specification. We've had many discussions about this process, but it's subject to change, so a little asterisk. There's some things that may change, but the general process is the platform creators get the specification from the website, and they can also download the tests from the website. Those are not there yet, but they'll be there soon. Then they can validate their own system, run the tests, make sure that they're complying before they do any of the other steps. They have all the tools and information. They can communicate or ask questions about the tests, or if they find issues with their platform or the tests or the spec, they can have a communication. When they're ready to be certified, they submit a result of running the tests along with a request to the Taizen Association to receive certification, and the Taizen Association then will grant or reject that according to the results that they have submitted.
So here, important part is the OEM doesn't need to send the actual device to Taizen Association. OEM just need to send a set of the result of running this TCT on your device. That's a convenient way of self-verification. Okay.
Right, so it's self-certification. You will run the test, you will provide the report that you ran on your device, so you don't have to submit the device. Thanks. Here's a look at our schedule through this year. So 2.1 is released now with the specification. We have room for change in the specification through the end of June. So the current released version is a public draft for review. We believe it's very close to what the final version will be, but it's open for input. In parallel, the tests are being created according to the specification. And the goal is by the end of June to be able to release the final spec and the full tests and have the certification process in place so that people, the companies that are ready to become certified and get the Taizen brand can do so at that time.
Yes, for the public draft, we have that compliant email account, right? So anyone who reviewed this specification, have any comment, you can see the email in the compliance page. So send us email and we'll review and try to apply before we finalize to 2.1.
Right, as you're getting closer to your platform readiness, please join the compliance mailing list, as he mentioned, and make sure that your questions are clarified. 3.0 is coming at the end of the year, so we're looking forward to that already from a compliance perspective. As the platform becomes more well-defined and the features, we're starting to put those things together. So depending on where you're at and your platform readiness, you can engage immediately with the current specification, or looking forward, we'd love to have you join and be reading the early drafts of that specification and giving us feedback.
So currently, this is a schedule for mobile profile, and other profiles will have different schedule, but probably later this year or early next year, another device profile, TCS, may be released.
Okay, so just an overview of the mobile profile. Again, it's targeted toward the smartphone and tablet form factor and usage. We have tried to define it to be flexible enough to handle low-end devices as well as high-end devices. As the mobile device category has gray boundaries as it goes into laptops on one end, or maybe even televisions or game consoles, and then it's in the tablet or the phone, smartphone, or the book reader, down to very small devices, and then, on the other end, you could get down to maybe a watch or something that's down there. So This is attempting to satisfy, you know, small resolution screens up to high resolution mobile devices, but still in that smartphone tablet category. There has been discussion for different models within that profile. For example, there is a discussion to have a web-only API version and a web plus native API requirement. So you could create a device that didn't support the native APIs, a mobile device, and still be certified under a model that would have some name like the Web Tizen Mobile Certification, something like that. So that's still in discussion. The source for the mobile platform for 2.1 is available online to get, and parts of the specification require that you use or base your implementation off certain pieces of the Tizen reference implementation. Specifically, browser and web runtime related components need to be based on the versions of WebKit that are close to the versions that we've got building in the Tizen reference design. Okay, so let's look at some of the features in the specification. And if we have more questions or we want more details, we also have the specification available for us that we can look at the actual wording. On the left, we have hardware requirements summarized. There's some I didn't put in every detail, and on the right, we have software features. So a base memory of 512 is required, and a gig of storage. For sound, it's required that you can produce sound. You have at least one audio output. For connectivity, it's required that the devices have a way to connect to the internet. So not just connect to other devices, but specifically able to connect to the internet. And we highly recommend that mechanism is wireless. For screen resolution, the lowest resolution supported is HVGA, which is quite small. We recommend WVGA or higher. We require USB 2.0 or higher. And other sensors are recommended. They're not required. They're also listed, accelerometer, GPS, things like that, recommended for the devices, but the only one that is required is the USB connection. And single touch screen is required. Multiple touch is recommended. On the software side, the web API is required, and then, as we talked about, there potentially be different models. So the native API is required unless there is a model that defines a web-only version, in which case the native C++ API and the ABI requirements would not be required. But for the full definition, those are both required. That the system supports the standard application packages for web applications or hybrid applications. It's the W3C standard WGT format. And for native, it's TPK. And these are the formats generated by the SDK. So if you're using SDK, these are the application formats that are created, and the system needs to support them. That for application control, this is a feature that allows one application to request a service be provided from the system, and the system would discover which application provides such a feature. An example, so view and pick are the two specific features required. View means that you want to view an image, or you want to view a music file, or you want to show it or use it. So you would request from the system, I want to play this sound with the sound player, whatever that is, and the system then provides that service through another application that's registered for that. And pick is like file picker. I want to look for images. My application wants to find an image, and the system should show me the file picker for images. Or I believe there's sound and video or other formats.
So in addition to this predefined application control list, also, the platform must support user-defined application control.
The next requirement software, as we talked about, is basing WebKit, web runtime, and browser on the reference implementations. that are provided in Tizen. For the multimedia section, there is a set of required codecs you can go and look at. The platform requires specific codecs to be there, and there are some recommendations of codecs that we'd like to have there that are not must but should. And then developer tools. So tools that both for developing applications as well as the deployment model for being able to have your application go to a device and debug for debugging purposes, profiling, logging, analyzing your application. Before we go to the next slide, are there questions people have immediately about these requirements? We can have time, a little bit of time at the end too, also. And we could come back to this if we want to. Okay, so what about applications? What about application compliance? There is no application certification. So your application does not need to be a Tizen certified application to go into the store. But applications need to understand the requirements of compliance so that they know what features will be on the platform, what to expect. So compliance just defines the platform features, but there is a section in the compliance spec which talks about what applications should do to behave correctly. The real success for your application is that it is accepted into the Tizen application store, and that store will have specific requirements for your application that aren't labeled certification, but they will be requiring the same things that we describe in the specification. For example, you'll need to have your web application packaged in a WGT appropriately formatted package. You'll need to follow the security requirements so that you're not trying to access system services without putting the appropriate configuration items in the config XML or manifest, things like that. Those will be checked when your application is submitted. If your application gets into the store, then you've succeeded, so you've passed. But there is nothing that requires you to go through a certification for your applications.
So for easy development, we recommend to use Tizen SDK. It handles a lot of things required for valid application can be uploaded to the Tizen store.
Okay. Right, and there's been a couple other sessions to talk about using the SDK, how to use pieces of the SDK if you're using your own development environment so that you make sure that your application complies with these requirements, the signing, the certificates, the format of the package, the configuration files. So yeah, the SDK automates a lot of that and makes it easy. Also, we're working on a tool called the Application Checker, which will allow you to run your finished packaged application in this tool to get a report to see how you're doing, to see if there's things that it can find that may be flags or maybe errors in the things that you've done in your application to make it not be acceptable in the Tizen store. Okay, so maybe we could go back to the requirements. So questions on anything, or we could also look through the specification on areas or categories, but does anyone have any questions? There's a microphone and we're recording. If you wouldn't mind going to the mic, it'd be great.
Well, USB, is it, I'm assuming it's the gadget profile that you're requiring, or is the host profile also required?
I believe it's just the client profile, right? Is it called the gadget?
I think so.
The smaller...
Sure. When client. You would plug into a computer, for instance.
Yeah,
right?
Client.
Client.
Yeah.
Okay.
Correct. Yeah, please.
This is, I guess, a question about contributing source code at the platform level, not necessarily building a device, but are there compliance requirements just for contributing projects, source code modules that aren't apps, but I guess this is kind of more related to 3.0 rather than 2.1, but going forward.
So you might be providing some service, or you want to have
Correct.
Some libraries that your company makes,
Exactly.
and you'd love to have them be part of the Tizen platform?
Right, and do they have compliance requirements? Like not all of the test cases would apply to a module necessarily.
So that kind of additional features, if you want to include that in the platform scope, mm-hmm. you better send feedback to the compliance team as well, right? We have an email account, so
okay.
you can contribute to source code, but you need to inform the compliance team so we can be aware of that fact.
So that you maybe update your compliance spec or something as it relates to that module? Or
yeah. Well, we can... I may not understand, but you're welcome to add... Right, you can extend the platform. You can add additional services without breaking any of the platform compliance. As long as you've met the compliance requirements, feel free to add whatever services you want to that platform. If you'd like those services to be considered in compliance, mm-hmm. to be required by others,
I see.
Then we should have a discussion
yeah.
to talk about what those are.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Does that answer?
I think so.
Okay. Other questions?
You stated the two aspects of the developer tools being part of the requirements. Would that also be something that would have to be included in the production platform, or do you have a developer version test and a production version test?
Like SDB features being required on the production version?
For the requirements here is for the final product. So it's not only the developer version, but the final, the shipping version of the device should include these features. So the main purpose is it's for the developer who will use this phone, connect to the SDK, and develop application.
Thanks. Other questions? Is there anything else to cover?
No.
Okay. Feel free to come up afterwards. Thanks for your time.
Please late this session using the web app you downloaded from some URL.